The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the good Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, our glorious, long-awaited return. This is the Bird's Eye View. Jesse and Mike here on WTBR, WSBR. I hope you liked that brand new intro. We got a little intro for this, I guess, season two, so to speak. Threw that together, some fun little clips there to get us in the zone, get us in the mood. Mike, once again, lost as always.
We say a lot of words.
That's true.
What football game was I dreading going to?
I believe that was the Wacona Millbury playoff game.
Wacona Millbury playoff game.
So, yeah, in states this past year.
I went to a Wacona Millbury play. I didn't go to that.
Yeah, you did. You went to Wacona's playoff game.
No, I believe Freelancer covered that one.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Excuse me.
I may have been intending to go until we got a freelancer.
You went to
board.
Oh, West Boylston. That's what it was.
I did go to that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know that I was dreading like being at the game or anything. I was probably dreading like
what you were referring
the travel.
To, what you were the whole clip at what you were referring to, because you actually I had written in my column about how Berkshire County football teams had a lot of like when they lost they got blown out. And you had kind of said, yeah, I liked what you said in your column, and so I was kind of dreading going to this football game because there's been a lot of blowouts, and, you know, this was not that. This was, made a very good showing of themselves.
Yes,
so,
sure. Yeah.
But welcome back, folks. We're back on WTBR. Now we're back weekly here, once again, Thursdays, 10 a.m. We are not in the high school sports season yet. That will start, I believe, in 2 weeks from now when the first golf match will take place September 1st is the first week of football. Our first football game will be September 6th, I want to say, 5th or 6th.
First kind of high school events, competitive events are, I believe, August 25th for the, golf starts early, and then soccer will start that kind of next week. Like September 3rd or so, somewhere around there.
Right. So,
cross country.
I'm trying to do the Mondays, the 1st. Yeah, so 5th. So September 5th is a Friday.
Yep.
That will be the first day of, we'll have
three
high school football games.
Wacona is the 6th.
They'll all be on the road. But yeah, we'll have Wacona and Hoosick on the 6th. That's a Saturday at Hoosick at noon, I want to say.
Yes.
So that'll be a very fun game to kick off. They're doing a week 1A, a week 0, so to speak. So 9 weeks to play 8 games this year because of where Labor Day is. So that kind of starts that week off with a bang.
Yeah, but we're
in the preseason. Tomorrow, actually, I get to go to football practices, and I'll start touring around the county. But yeah, right now it is still the nothing has quite happened yet moments.
Yeah, we have to spread ourselves out, find some stuff. If you have anything you want to suggest, you're welcome to reach out to us. We're always kind of hunting throughout the summer, especially when some of the traditional summer stuff dries up. The obviously Steeplecats are done. All those kind of Babe Ruth teams, baseball, softball. This weekend will be Little Brown Jug at Wacona Country Club, so that's a big deal. But golf will start kind of winding down-ish as well, at least not be, an every weekend tournament kind of deal. There's still some races and stuff coming up. Obviously, Josh Billings will be about a month. What's today? 1 month from today.
There you go.
So September
14th. August 23rd is Hockey Night in the Berkshires. That's hosted by Atlantic Prep Academy. That's
sure.
Up in
next
North
Saturday.
Adams.
Yep. Next Saturday will be that. Beat the Streets. Still going strong. Though it was rained out yesterday. There's two more. I did the Summer Race Series at Pittsfield State Forest last night. There's two more of those. The next two Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. You can check that out. I think there's a... I did... There's a bunch of other races coming up. Cookie Bowl will be the 22nd, that week from Friday. Paddle race on Stockbridge Bowl. Berkshire Suicide Coalition of Suicide Prevention 5K is this Sunday. I can just keep listing random events. But Josh will be the big one back at Tanglewood. Excited for that. Was going over a couple coverage-y things yesterday for us. And how we're going to handle it. And I honestly still don't know if I'm in it. My cyclist has gone kind of radio silent and ghosted the group chat. So I don't know if I have anyone to ride a bike. And I was about to say I can't ride a bike, but I haven't ridden a bike in 5 years. So I haven't ridden a bike in longer than that.
Yeah. I've not ridden a bike in forever.
The last time I rode a bike was to Ironman the Josh, but it was 2020 COVID. Virtual Josh, so I just kind of mapped out my own 20 whatever mile bike route, rented a bike from Berkshire Bike and Board, and did it.
Well, hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but that was also pre-children and whatnot, and I was in much better shape, so I don't want to do it this year, especially with like other competitive bikers.
Mike Walsh is washed.
In terms of the bike riding, I maybe I can contend in other areas, but I was thinking about it the other day because you go to I keep thinking like who do we have for coworkers who rides bikes that we could link up with, and I think of like, oh, nobody really rides their bike to the office, and then bikers are a unique breed of people with you show up with the outfits and the helmet and the $8,000 bikes and all the accoutrement of that. And I was thinking like, oh yeah, if I'm at the starting line of the Josh with like a rented mountain bike and my rollerblading helmet.
Are you afraid
helmet.
Of being judged? Are the other kids going to be mean to you?
It would make an outcast-y looking photo. It's like, I think I've done one of the paddle races in like a rec kayak, and it takes like an hour, 45 minutes to get around Stockbridge Bowl twice. And everyone else finishes about 45 minutes. So
how long does it take in a paddle on a stand-up paddle board?
The chocolate bowl, I was like an hour 17, but that's my board isn't technically recreational. I guess that's a touring, which would be the intermediary, but on a racing one, you can do it in, little over an hour would be. I mean, Josh last year paddle time for me was an hour. That's not quite two full laps of the bowl like the cookie and chocolate are.
So faster than a rented recreational.
Yeah, I mean, we finished that. We were second team paddleboard last year to Andreas Schmid's squad. But we'll see what happens this year because I don't
you
know.
Need to sit, you need to sit more static. Your chair is going crazy.
Yeah, maybe I'll swap chairs. I'm nervous. We haven't done this all summer.
I know. I'm a little out of practice too. I was on vacation, then we had 3 weeks back, but you were off, so I was off
last week. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been, like, oh gosh, I got to get into the swing of things here, and I got to figure out what's going on, and I got to start talking to people again.
Yeah. So we did a bunch of realignment stuff to kind of prep. A little bit, just to kind of.
We have some time to talk.
It's more
about
of
that.
More of a picture of what things are going to look like, what like teams are playing for in a sense of league championships, and there'll be some exciting new rivalry stuff that we can talk about. Particularly, I guess with girls soccer, with
volleyball.
Boys soccer is in there as well. Volleyball is the big one. Volleyball, girls soccer, but. I think the boys soccer, like that Moriarty thing, might become kind of a cool little. I know three of those teams will get excited to have a shot at Greylock, given what Greylock's done the last two seasons.
Well, hold on. So, because we haven't talked about this on here.
Sure.
So what we're talking about is the PVIAC, the Pioneer Valley Interscholastic Athletic Conference, which runs all of Western Mass, Berkshire County, Franklin County, Hampden County, Hampshire County. They
quieter
redid
chair. There we go.
There we go. They redid their leagues for the next 2 years, and so Berkshire teams, of course, are included in that. And so, in girls soccer, Pittsfield and Wacona had been in the Cardi Fielding League, which was the second best league in Western Mass, and they had very much taken their lumps because there was really big, really good schools. And while Pittsfield and Wacona have had some solid talent, they just weren't at that level anymore. And so anyway, so the leagues have been redone. And in it's called the Grieve League. It could have been called the Berkshire League. You're kind of going, why has it not been? Drury, Wakona, Monument Mountain, Lennox, Mount Greylock, and Pittsfield are all together. This is for girls soccer. And so, yeah, like Mike said, a lot of teams are getting a shot at Mount Greylock. A lot of teams are getting a shot at Monument now. Wakona and Pittsfield no longer have to deal with, you know, Pope Francis and Hampshire and South Hadley and Chicopee Comp, you know, four or five times a year. Drury and Lennox get more better competition, and then they get to stay together with Wakona. It should be a very fun league, like Mike said, just, you know, a real Berkshire league that I think can handle its own. And
I wonder if it's would it be named for Tom Grieve? But Tom Grieve, like, why would it be named for a male baseball player in the girls soccer I don't know
that is that from, one is I from
Pittsfield
tell
so I, that's why I was like, oh, like, yeah, Grieve's from Pittsfield, so maybe that's a Berkshire name for the Berkshire League. But you would seem to want to name it after a woman soccer player.
Yeah, I don't know,
but
yeah, in the Pioneer South also, McCann Tech, Hoosick Valley are together. This is still girls soccer. And Tri-County North, Mount Everett, Lee, and Taconic are all together. And then, yeah, boys soccer, I mean, Pittsfield and Monument are still in Churchill, which is a really, really good league. And then, as also Mike attested to, in the Moriarty, Mount Greylock, Taconic, Wakona, and Lennox are all together, along with East Hampton and Hampshire. That should be a really good league, because Hampshire's a very good team consistently. Taconic was kind of dominating the league it had been in, but it wasn't in a great league. And now we kind of see what they're made of as they take a step up in competition consistently. And yeah, Mount Greylock boys team has been very good the last 10 years. And it seems like they didn't really want to have to deal with Agawam and Amherst and Minichog all the time.
They were kind of constantly having to punch above their weight class, given the size. Though they do... I mean, that's a different realignment thing, though. Greylock does bump up to D4. They were, I believe, the only D5 school in that league, and that league was, you know, two D2s, a couple D3s, et cetera.
Yeah, so now they're, you know, they're
they'll be entering the playoffs maybe, 15-5 as opposed to, 3-8-10.
Right. I mean, yeah, Taconic's D3 in their new league. Wakona, East Hampton, and Hampshire are D4. But yeah, Greylock is D5, Lennox is D5, and obviously all
of those Berkshire... Greylock is no longer D5.
Excuse me, Greylock is D4, right. Yeah, Lennox would be the only D5 team in there.
This one.
But it's a, you know,
it's
they
a
all,
much
again,
different.
Yeah, spread. They're all Berkshire teams. They all know each other. It's far less of a disadvantage. And then Drury, Mount Everett, McCann, and Hoosick are all together in the Bi-County West. So they're all hanging out. But yeah, and then volleyball, which it has a Berkshire League named the Berkshire League, which is what's fun. Lee, Lennox, Mount Greylock, Pittsfield, Wakona, and Taconic are all together, and that should be very, very, very fun, because Berkshire volleyball has been incredibly strong in the first 4 years of the Western Mass Tournament. I mean, Class C has had Mount Greylock win it the last 3 years, I want to say. Lee won a Western Mass title, I think, in the first year, and they played for one last year. Wakona won the Class B title this year, and Lennox has basically lost three straight Western Mass titles to Greylock. So once again, it's, you know, been all Berkshire. Now they're all together. Taconic was in a league kind of by themselves. Now they get to be closer to home. Lennox had been in a league basically by themselves. Now they get to be closer to home. They get two chances at Taconic and Mount Greylock and Wakona. Wakona and Greylock have played some really big games, because, you know, they usually play week one of the season. Then, you know, they end it like that. And now, you know, I mean, it could still be for a league title. That was still the case. But now it really feels like you got a Berkshire County title. You know, you got a Berkshire County championship, and that's really very much on the table for anyone in this league, and I think that's pretty cool. You know, we'll see how that affects power ratings in the state tournament. I think they'll be a hit, but that will be a very, very cool thing come state tournament time. Or, I mean, you know, just come Western Mass playoff time.
Yeah, it'll make things more interesting to watch throughout the year.
Yeah.
As we kind of, we'll have actual, maybe we can run actual standings. Maybe we can actually talk about that kind of stuff, because it might, matters a little more.
And you would hope, because everyone out here always yells about no more Berkshire League, but now that there's a Berkshire League, you would hope that, you know, seeing as they're all together, attendance will be better, and, you know, people, you'd hope the gyms would be more packed. That's me calling everyone in Berkshire County out.
Yeah, we'll have a little show more. Up. Yeah, a lot of the stuff that was lost will kind of piecemeal come back, yeah. I think.
So Monument and Mount Everett are together in a league with a bunch of small kind of charter schools in Springfield. And Drury, which now has a volleyball program, very excited for them. They are hosting a co-op with Hoosick Valley, but Drury is the host school. So they are playing an independent schedule for their first year. It's very county heavy. I think they play like Granby or Southwick or whoever once. But it's a lot of, you know, they're playing Pittsfield and Taconic and Greylock and Lenox and Mount Everett and Monument. They're playing, it's 85% county schedule as they get their feet wet here in year one. And then I assume next year they'll find themselves a league, but they might be independent for 2 years because after 2 years they're going to do realignment again. So it's not like it's a crazy long time.
Cool.
But we will take a break there when we come back. Maybe talk a little more realignment. Maybe talk a little bit more we're looking forward to. We got time. So we're hanging out here on WTBR. Keep it with us.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Welcome back, folks. Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR. Lee, this is Bird's Eye View. Jesse, Mike here. Back for the first time in summer. We are in the run-up to... do you drop your contact?
Yeah.
Oof.
I'm having a wild morning of a... Oh, sorry. I'm not even talking in the mic. There we go. Speaking of the intro.
We did the intro. We did the brand new intro.
No, yeah, I got like guys remodeling my bathroom right now. So I thought he was going to turn off the water. And then like 20 minutes later, he's like, hey, like, did you turn off the water yet? And I'm like, oh, no, I thought you were going to do it. And then he's like, oh, no, can you? And then I was like, I don't know where the heck the water is in my house.
How long you live there?
I'm not a banger of a homeowner, but yeah, I was like, I don't know where I turned it off individually to like toilets and stuff when I need to, but the water main valve, had to figure that out. Oddly enough, right next to the electrical panel, which you think does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, generally water and electricity don't really
matter. That's true, but usually they put like water, electricity, gas all together, so it's easy for
you. That's true. It was in the basement, so I was close when I was like, well, here's the water heater.
Yep, that's helpful.
And then it was just in a different closet.
Now, when I visited my parents' home over vacation, there was one day where my mom and dad were like, all right, so if you want to shower, you have to do it at 7 in the morning, or you're going to have to just roll the dice at night because we're getting a new hot water heater. And the dude might turn off.
Yeah,
all
might be
the
done.
Things.
Yeah. This is a 2-day affair. But he said the water would be back on, but we won't have a shower for 2 days because we only have the one shower that's getting remodeled. Right. And yeah, I ran that race last night, and then I have I'm going to a play tonight, that LeBron James play downtown, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to take like a sink shower or go jump
sink
in the
shower.
Lake or
you
something.
Could, you could boil hot water kettle. And then just toss it on yourself?
I'll figure it out. Hose myself down.
Yeah, you got a backyard. You can hose yourself down.
I do.
Yeah, I got very lucky when it was happening with my parents because I was up earlier than I would have liked to be. I had an eye doctor appointment, which is always fun. I got a new contact lens, actually. You're still struggling with yours.
Nope, I think we're good.
Oh, there we go. And then my dad and I went off to do a couple errands, and when we got back, he was at work. He was like soldering copper piping and stuff like that.
Okay.
And but yeah, he was like a pro's pro. Did not need to turn off the water. Did not need to turn off the gas. He was doing it.
Just winging it.
He killed it. And then I think my mom was like, oh, he messed up the walls a little bit. So there was that. But no, he killed it. And then I had plenty of time to shower because I was going to meet friends in the city. So that was nice. But yeah, no, he did a good job. He did a good job.
These are things that happen when no sports are going on.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, right, yeah, no, the only sports I did was walking around a lot, and that's, you know, that's some kind of exercise. That counts.
Walking is very important, they say. I went on a short walk last night with the children.
Oh, there you go.
To try to, yeah, be like, tire. You got to tire them out.
That's true.
Get them to bed, and then...
Tiny legs, and then, tiny tanks.
Start, yeah, researching for a story, or... yeah. getting stuff ready for the next couple weeks, you know, inputting schedules. We got to start kind of thinking about previews. Like you said, you'll be at football tomorrow night. Well, I think we'll be, we've heard that there are two new coaches at Mount Greylock Soccer. I know Monument Girls also have another coach. The big news, I guess, would be Blair Dills is in line to coach again, but he will be coaching the Greylock Girls.
Wild.
He spent, I want to say, more than 25 years as the...
So you said, I did the thing at the boys' side. Now yes. I'm going to take my talents to the girls' side.
Yes, yeah. Okay. We call it pulling a Jeff Stripp.
Yeah?
Who was the longtime boys' lacrosse coach at Greylock. Now,
not 20 years, though.
Not 20. No, well, yeah, lacrosse hasn't been around that long, at least in the Berkshires. But yeah, excited and curious to see... I think that'd probably be one of my things to watch this season, because that was obviously it is a Western Mass Championship team, is a team that has had probably 5 years now of really, really strong, really good success. And they're getting a veteran, very strong coach. They're Tom Ostheimer coached them for 16 years or so.
I kept thinking in my head, Tom Osborne. I'm like, no, he was the coach at Nebraska. He's college football.
Oh, okay. I was going to say he's a Spider-Man's enemy, but that's a different. That's Norman Osborn. I'm all over the place. This is why I'm tired today. I was on my way out the door last night, going to see Superman. Was yep. at like 10:55 downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in the past, I'll just do that. You know, the kids are in bed, whatever. I'm gonna bail out for after we finish work, and. The baby has not been sleeping super, super well lately, so I was like, okay, if I leave for this,
you're
and
the
baby
house.
Wakes up and
you
is
are
screaming,
in the
and I'm
house.
Not here to help out when I would normally be here to help out, yeah. So I did not go to the movies last night.
For the sake of your marriage, I think that's a very
intelligent
decision.
Yeah, it was like, I don't really care too much to see
I mean, you should
ones.
See Superman. I thoroughly,
you think so?
I love Superman. I don't know if you've seen Fantastic Four. I like Superman.
I've also not. That was the other one. I
thought Superman was better than Fantastic Four. I thought they were both very good. I thought Superman was better. That's right. Yeah, I think yeah
maybe
it was,
tonight I'll make take
maybe
the plunge
tonight, as long as the baby
these,
sleeps
yeah one of these nights I will try to make the plunge. I don't know that I've ever seen any Superman movie,
not
to
even
be perfectly honest. It never really appealed to me.
The one from like the 2000s with oh my gosh, why can't I
Christian
say
it? Bale
no Christian Bale's Batman.
Ben Affleck.
Nope, that's also Batman.
But wasn't he in a Superman movie where they faced each other?
That was the Zack Snyder stuff. I'm not counting that.
Oh, there's a whole different one? See this, I don't,
Superman, it's like 2006.
I'm pretty good on the Marvel
Brendan
stuff.
Brendan Routh.
Who the heck is that?
He's
Superman or he's
directed? He was Superman, yeah. They did, they
I've
did
never
Superman
heard of that person.
In 2006.
Henry Cavill was
Superman.
Is
with Kevin Spacey? Do you remember that one? Yeah. It was a while ago. It's pretty dated.
Kevin Spacey.
Brandon Routh, do you remember Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
I know of it. I don't think I ever saw it. But yeah.
It's this guy.
Michael Cera movie. Okay. He looks kind of like Sean Ferris.
He's
okay.
been in a lot. Yeah, I'm sure you would recognize his work if you went through his IMDb.
Mm.
In any case, no, it was not.
He's your favorite Superman.
My favorite Superman?
Oh, I thought he was. No.
No, I'm just saying that that was like
a my career. Roommate in college watched Smallville a lot. So
I went through a big Smallville kick actually when I first got to the Berkshires.
Oh, okay.
I blew through to like season 6 and then I was like, okay, this is enough.
There's like 20 seasons.
There's 10. I in like a 6 month period I went through six seasons or 7 month period I went through six seasons or so.
Okay.
And then I in the 2 years since I have sort of gotten through 7 and 8, mm-hmm. but with a lot of, I'm not paying attention, I'm doing the dishes or I'm cooking or something like that.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they get progressively more stupid and goofier. I'm good saying day, that I just saw, like, they also keep them in high school way too long, which is, you know, it's like, it's classic, you're a 22-year-old playing a high schooler. And when they started out, you can't, like, okay, but, like, make them a junior, you know, they do, like, 3 seasons where they're in high school, and you're just going, all right, come on. They're 25 mm-hmm. now. We can, come, mm-hmm. you know, when Tom Gelling is shaving every day, probably, just to sort of look, you know, vaguely 18. This is a lot.
Interesting. Okay. No, yeah. I've never been big into the Superman, so. But I think there's some more action-y movies that come out this weekend. And I thought about seeing the Weapons, too, but I was like, I don't want to see that alone at 11 o'clock at night downtown Pittsfield. Seems not my jam, as much as I enjoy horror stuff.
That's funny, yeah.
did not want to dive into that.
No, is there anything else? No, I double-featured Superman and Fantastic Four, which was a lot of fun.
A lot of superhero in one day, yeah.
I was like, I can do it, and it was also a pretty hot day, so, you know, it was the free AC.
Yeah.
Although, I saw Superman first, and there was like, a half-hour wait, and I was going to wait just in the Beacon, and I think it was like Camp Taconic or something, where they clearly had been at some movie, and so they were getting ready to leave, and so there was 3 dozen, you know, tiny little children screaming and running around, and I said, okay, I'm gonna dip. So I waited elsewhere.
In the marketplace.
I went to the Brazilian supermarket.
Oh, Brazucas.
Brazucas,
love,
yeah.
Brazucas, yeah.
Got some interesting snacks that I then took me to the movie theater. What?
No, that's good.
Are you a law? Do you?
Oh,
only...
I will say in my older years here.
Oh no, he's trying to set a good example for his years, children. Look at him.
But as a kid, definitely, like, always was sneaking stuff in. I just have the popcorn, and you can't really sneak in popcorn because
are you saying
there,
popcorn?
So. Popcorn.
You said popcorn.
Popcorn. My.
Is that your, like, your?
I spent a week on the Cape and in Boston, and now my, yeah.
Wow.
My 4-year-old corrects me a lot. When I drop my R's, it's
Marlboro.
It's kind of depressing. Yeah. I was like, no. Like, he's like, no, you're wrong. It's
he's right.
Four.
Like,
yeah. No, you're 4 years old.
Oh man. Oh man, no! I bring in as much as I can to the movie theater.
Okay.
I brought in like Five Guys before. I brought in boxes of pizza before.
Jeez.
I'll bring.
No, I'm a strict popcorn only. Popcorn.
You did it right this time. I mean, my standard. I will always bring a bottle of water in with me. Because sometimes they're strict about it, and I'm like, I'm not paying $6 for a bottle of water. That's hard and fast.
That's fair.
But then, you know, you try and wear something with pockets, so that way you can sneak in. Like,
yes,
you know.
I will say, yeah, when if I ever go with the wife, I pilfer from her because she has the pocketbook, and she'll bring in waters and stuff. But yeah,
there you go. No, I mean, I generally do get popcorn, so I'll buy that. But if there's something else, then I will bring that in. Or if I do go to like a marketplace beforehand, then I'll bring in the sandwich with me and finish it off.
You're eating a full meal in the movie theater.
I mean, you got
I thought you were talking like a bag of M&Ms or something.
I mean, I've done that too.
You're bringing burgers.
I mean, look, if you got 10 or 15 minutes of trailers,
that's fair. You can
you can knock it down, man.
Not a bad place.
I mean,
bringing
pizza in is pretty good because then you can just kind of you got a slice every once in a while, and
that's fair. I'll give it a try at some point.
The pizza was a one-time thing, the friend that I did it with was mortified, and I was like, just walk in, be casual, no one cares. It was totally fine, and it was also it was a wildly empty movie theater, I think, but, so that was also nice.
No, I was never paid enough to care, not that I worked at a movie theater, but working at restaurants and stuff.
Sure.
I was like, please, yeah, well. Don't sneak nips into restaurants, but
no. Yeah.
Generally, yeah, your waitstaff is not paid enough to care.
Although, hey, if you're in New Jersey, it's BYOB in a lot of nice places because New Jersey makes a liquor law. Getting liquor licenses is really, really, really difficult. So there's a lot of very nice restaurants where it's just you bring the alcohol, we'll make you a drink, but you got to bring it. So actually, in that case, they are paid to not care exactly. they're All right, we have not much time left. That was the
we'll talk about sports next week.
Yeah, that was the movie. Yeah, we'll talk more sports, more realignment, more stuff like that next time. Like we said, I'll be at football, so I'll have something to talk about. We'll be closer to the season, so we'll have some more to talk about. But this was a fun starting off point here as we get back into the swing of things.
For sure. Yeah. I can do a quick plug again for Sunday at 5:15 p.m. at Barrington Stage, St. Germain Stage. I will be doing a panel on male friendship after the King James, LeBron James play. So you can come on out there and check that out. It's free. Me and Evan Valenti will be, I guess, talking about how we have friends sometimes.
Well, I'm happy for Mike having friends, yeah. But thank you guys all for tuning in here on WTBR, and have a good rest of your day.